If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So much for staying with us. Now, we have spoken about the Eastern Cape with many, many, many stakeholders around poverty in the Eastern Cape. We've spoken many times to Equal Education and the crisis that the children in the Eastern Cape are facing now. Thousands of children across the Eastern Cape now. Schools are going hungry after schools reportedly ran out of surplus funds to purchase food. This is a massive, massive mess. This is obviously sparking widespread concerns about sustainability of the National School Nutritional Fund. And the bad news is that it could have been prevented. Equal Education, Eastern Cape Head, Ona Mashaya, thank you so much for making time for us, Ona. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you so much. Good evening to you and also good evening to the listeners as well. Thank you so much for having me.
Here's the problem. This is not about lack of funding. What is it about?
So, I think just for context, so we had learners that we deal with as Equal Education, right, who came to us and told us that they haven't been eating since the second term started. And we tried to follow up with that. Well, what's actually happening? So we found out that Treasury hasn't released the funds to go into the schools for them to actually receive the National School Nutrition that is supposed to, it's a right that they're supposed to be receiving. And then when we followed up, it's Treasury that was behind, and it was not the Eastern Cape Department of Education. We wrote a letter to follow up and to ask what's actually happening. But up until date, we have not received a response from them. And the letter that was sent last week, because we're saying that this is not a matter that you can postpone and you actually wait for a response, but it's a very urgent matter. Why are kids not eating in school? Because what the kids, for example, some of them, they rely on this school nutrition that it's once off a day. They rely on this thing for them to actually go to school and eat a meal because they don't have any other source of food that they're going to receive. So then we're asking, why are the kids not eating? And then when we sent the email, we still didn't receive a proper response. And also try to understand, okay, what's the hold up from Treasury? Why is the fund not being released? What's the hold up? But we are still on their toes trying to ask what's happening, because it can't be that it's business day as usual, but kids are starving at the school. You also can't expect the kids to produce good results, but they are starving at the school. You need to first give them the food so that they can concentrate and eat properly. But now they are not eating. There's no response. We also don't know what's happening. And it's one thing that we've been fighting for and saying, no, you need to give us clear timelines. He's saying the money hasn't been released from Treasury. What's the timeline now? What are we looking at? What are we expecting? And also, what are you doing to put pressure there?
And here's how, obviously, we understand it to be working. Treasury allocates these funds, so they are already allocated, and they cannot be used for anything else. They are meant to be ring-fenced.
Yes.
Are we?
Yes. Correct.
What is this? Maybe poor planning? Lack of account? What do you think is going on here? Because they should be there.
So the thing is, there's a lack of accountability from the department to explain to us what's actually happening. And you're very correct when you're saying the school nutrition can't be used for anything else. It's very ring-fenced. You can't use it for anything else but nutrition. And Minister Osibuyo Kwakhoba did write even on Twitter where she was saying, no, we are looking into this matter, but now she did not provide any clarity as to who you are looking and then what's going to happen. So there's a lot of people running away from the truth and not saying what exactly is happening. So we are now trying to follow up what exactly is happening, because no one's saying anything. But they're saying the money is going to be released, but we don't know. And we are now saying, okay, you don't want to talk to us as Equal Education, but the kids need to eat in school, because now you are depriving them of their human rights, where they are supposed to attend schools and they're supposed to be eating. So now we haven't received any formal communication from the Eastern Cape Department of Education to say what exactly is happening. But we just now trying to ask them and to find them and to say what is happening, why are the kids not eating, but we haven't received anything. But personally, from our side, we wrote a formal letter and to ask them what exactly is happening. But up until today, we haven't received anything.
The Federation of Governing Bodies of South Africa estimates that 90% of learners in the Eastern Cape depend on this one meal a day at schools. Can you verify those numbers? Is that really what actually we're looking at here?
So the conversation that I had is that we deal with the schools that we work with, but obviously there are a lot of schools that are affected by the problems that we have. So we might not have the correct estimations, but from our surveys, we've seen that there are a lot of schools that are affected by the same problem, even though we don't work with them, but they are being affected by the same problem that kids are not eating. Also, the other thing we need to understand is that Eastern Cape is one of the rural provinces. So meaning that any little thing they will take in because they need it to support their learners. And that's why I get very disgruntled when people are now going to clap hands and saying kids persevered against all odds. It shouldn't be that kids need to persevere against all odds. Kids should be receiving meals and should be eating. You can't now clap hands when now the matric results are announced and you are saying, no, we are clapping hands because now they persevered against all odds. It shouldn't be that. Umntana scholar should be going to school, eating, and then learning. It can't be that now we are clapping hands because you fail somewhere, and now we are saying they are persevering against all odds. And also, you are not also taking into account how many kids dropped out within the year because they were not eating, for example. So those are important factors that we also need to take in. And we should not just take stats as they come. But, for example, as someone who's been on the ground since last year, where I visited schools before they opened and after they closed, and I was there, and they will tell you from these different schools that we are not eating here, the money is not enough. And then the other thing that becomes a problem is that they will tell you, kids now need to bring in donations, 50 rands to bring in donations. And then they will say, if you don't bring in this donation, you can't come into school. Now, you see, the child can't come into school. They're not learning for a whole week because now they failed to bring the donation that you asked for. And this donation now needs to go into school nutrition. And that should not be the case. Umntana now can't go into school because they were failed to bring the donation that you asked for. And even that on its own, it's another problem. Now kids are dropping out because they don't have money for donations to contribute towards the school nutrition. And then it becomes a whole other problem as well.
Wow. What needs to happen, Ona? What immediately has to happen?
We're very clear also in the letter that we sent them, also the Eastern Cape Department of Education, and we also sent it to Treasury. We're saying we need clear timelines. We also need to understand what's the immediate plan. What is going on? What's the immediate plan? Because this is a crisis, and we can't pretend like this is not a crisis. They need to send immediate plans and also say what are they trying to do to solve the immediate problem. And not ignore us like we're not talking to them, because this is not a problem that you can just ignore. They need to provide clear timelines, provide clear plans, of which this is what the Eastern Cape Development Association has always failed on. They never provide clear timelines because they don't want anything binding on their conscience. And we are saying, provide clear timelines, provide clear direction, what's happening here, so that we know how to hold you accountable. And that's one thing we will never shy from, is that we need care direction, because it's not even about us, but it's about the many, many kids that are still suffering in these conditions.
Ona Machaya is Equal Education Eastern Cape head, and this is just absolutely outrageous, something that we should all be outrageous about. This is not acceptable. If it is true that 90% of learners in the Eastern Cape depend on this national school nutritional program, and we are yet to have children have these meals since the beginning of the second term, heads should be rolling. Nobody's able to give us answers as to why. The money has been allocated by Treasury, but it's just not arriving at schools. Something has to give, and I think we're going to be digging further and bringing you more of those responses very, very soon.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.